Good morning. 7:45 a.m. August 29th, 2017. It's 7:45 in the morning. Tuesday. And the last time I talked to you was the 23rd, so 5 blank days. Gosh. The ADHD is strong. The inability to focus, the time slipping away. I sit down in the morning at 6 o'clock thinking, I'll go for one walk in an hour, and then I look up and it's lunchtime. Good morning. Poodle man. So yesterday I had my periodic kick in the pants. I had my therapy session in the morning. And my therapist is very supportive, particularly when it comes to my writing, particularly when it comes to the issues of identity, trying to reconcile family of origin values against how I live, who I am, what I do today. There are times I accuse her of being an enabler, but the reality is she's just doing her job. So I haven't let everything slide. I've been doing my meditation. I've been doing some of the walks in the evening. I haven't done them all. My legs are pretty well rested. But my mind is still not there. One of the things that I think is the problem is, I have to recognize a couple of truths. And this is some of the stuff we talked about yesterday with therapy. There are a couple of truths about my practice, my writing. It sounds so pretentious to say, but my art. And the truth is that I have to trust it. Now, this is something that I advise people to do all the time, and every once in a while, I need to be reminded. Because there is a truth. There is an inevitable truth, a truth that I can't. Over the last 10 years, I have seen operate over and over and over and over and over. When I'm engaged in the story, I can't stop writing. I start early in the morning and I write until late at night when I'm engaged in the story. I'm not looking for word count. I'm not looking for hours spent. I'm not looking at any of the metrics. Any of the, I need to do this many hours, or this many words, or I have to have so many pages. I don't count pages. Pages are pointless. Pages are how you format the text. It has nothing to do with how many words you have. I understand in the olden days when everybody wrote 10 pitch, double spaced, 1-inch margins, about 250 words a page. So a page was a shorthand for 250 words. So 4 pages is 1,000 words. 1,000 words for me is an hour. But here's the truth. Here's the piece I think I have been struggling with. This story, I'm writing Suicide Run. I'm 44,000 words into this. And I don't like the story. I mean, I like the pieces. There's some stuff happening. It's not... it's not what I envisioned for these characters. They're embroiled in bureaucratic snafus. They're not flying around in space. They're farting around with administrators and bad ship designers. There's no story. There is a story. It's unwinding slowly. Usually I write about a level 3. Sometimes I pump it up to a 4 or 5. Once in a great while, I'll take it up to 7. But this is bumping between 1 and 2, and it's like, yeah, okay. They're talking heads in white rooms. I was looking back at it, and it's like, they're talking heads in white rooms. They're not in ships. They're not even in stations. They're not anywhere. The scene changes, and it's still them talking. It's still, there's no there. And the difficulty is that I want this book to be done. And the problem is, I think wanting it to get done has gotten in the way of telling a good story. And while I've learned a lot about Natalia and Zoya in terms of their interactions with boring bureaucrats, I haven't learned much about the relationship between Zoya and Natalia. We got to meet them a little bit. Zoya was sort of along for the ride in the first book. I need to learn more about Zoya. Zoya needs to take a more front seat. And in the current working process, she's definitely more there. She's definitely the calming effect to Natalia's hot-headedness. We didn't really see a lot of Natalia's hot-headedness. So I've come to the nasty and unfortunate realization that I think I need to start over. Go Bears. This guy walking along in a t-shirt here, it's good. UNC t-shirt. I assume it's UNC's t-shirt, since UNC Bears. UNC, not the imposter back east. Our UNC. I can't help. In my brain, I see that t-shirt and I read it in a Chicago accent. Go Bears. The Bears. So I've come to the realization that I think I need to start over. I need to start over with a story I can get engaged in. I need to start over with a story that I don't write. What the hell's going to do? I think I have an inkling. I think there are pieces in this story that I can work with. I think there are parts of it that make sense. The problem is that it's so slow. It's so meandering. It's so not what I wanted for this series. It's not a great introduction to these characters. Coming up on it, say it with me. Monk post. Haven't done that in a while. So, over and above all the rest of this stuff that's got going on, we've had internet trouble. Those of you who were with me for the early part of the month remember my issues with connectivity and the fact that my router kept losing connection. Every few hours, it would drop out. And we finally called Comcast. And they fiddled. Finally said, no, you know what? We think it's your modem. And I was willing to accept that because it's A, it's an old modem. B, it's been knocked on the floor several times by the cat. C, it's an old modem. Okay, I can get behind that. I can see it's been like four or five years since we've upgraded modems. All right. So I went over to Best Buy, got a new one, got it installed. Took a few hours and had to make Comcast calls. We got it provisioned. We got it running. And I was up for about 3 or 4 hours. It dropped again. Then I came up, I stayed up for about a day. That dropped again. And it would come up and it would drop and it would come up and it would drop. Basically doing the same thing it was doing before. And it's doing it more the longer it goes. It would stay up for longer periods, but then it would drop. And it would be down for longer periods. Then it would come back up. And I didn't have to reboot the router. I didn't have to do anything. I just have to wait for it to resync. So, Sunday, after several days of fighting with it, Sunday, my wife said, enough's enough. Call Comcast, get this fixed. So we called, and we talked, and we talked, and we called, and made arrangements for a Comcast technician. They re-provisioned the router, and they did all kinds of stuff. And meanwhile, I'm looking at the logs, and the logs, the router logs show events, and it logs warnings and errors and status message changes. It seemed to clear up. So I closed the log and thought, okay, well, maybe. Then Comcast called yesterday. It said, so last night, this evening, it said, so we've got a schedule for you for tomorrow. Your problem has been escalated to us. Can you tell me what's going on? And so I went through it all. Started reading him the log, and of course that was pointless because he has a script he's following. He doesn't know what upstream fail is. He doesn't know what MDD is. And the modem is rock solid inside. But it's when it tries to go upstream, every once in a while it'll lose the upstream sync. And it'll pull 5 or 6 times before it resyncs. So while it's polling, we don't really have a good connection. We don't have solid internet. If we're watching YouTube video, it'll pause there while it tries to reestablish a solid link. And in the provisioning software, every once in a while, the provisioning software tries to do a download. And the problem is that it keeps failing. The download fails. Now that may be normal. There may only be one. It may be an automated process. It may not be as clever as I think it is. It may not be. It may not be doing what I expected it to do, which would be to poll to see if there is a new software upload or download, and then try to download it. Let's try to do a download, and the download fails. It always fails. It has failed. I started looking at the logs a few days ago. I started looking at the logs a month ago. And it seems like it always fails. Now that may be a normal. It may just say, okay, it's a warning. It's not a fatal error. Error takes it down and reboots. It's just a warning. And it may be that there is no new updated version, so there's no file it's looking for, so there's no logic in there to test to see if the file exists before it tries to download it. It just goes ahead and fails to download. Which, from a programming standpoint, makes it a little bit easier. Or reading the logs makes it look, oh, really? Why is it asking for a download if there's no download? So I looked at the logs last night, and sure enough, it had gone down again. It had gone down twice in the morning on Monday. Nobody happened to notice it was down, but it had gone down twice in the morning. And then had stayed up pretty much all afternoon. But now it's gone down twice since yesterday noon. Once in the middle of the night when nobody was awake, so it didn't matter. But this is not symptomatic of a connection that is good and tight and solid. Nothing inside the house has changed. We still have the same number of splitters. We still have the same number of connections. There are a couple of connections in the house that I wish weren't there. Ideally, what I would do is rerun a cable. So you take the connector. There's one inline straight connector that ties the outside house wire coming in to the rest of the network in the house. That's a solid connection. It's tucked up under the ceiling. It doesn't get in the way of anything. It doesn't get wet. Holy crap. Guy walking three like basset hounds. That's a lot of dog. So, Comcast will be here in about an hour. And we'll see if we can't get this resolved. I will say that since they did the reprovisioning run yesterday, it's been a lot more solid. But that's the way it behaves. It's solid for a while and it starts flaking. And it'll be solid for a while and it starts flaking. And that's tedious. But anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.